Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, December the 26th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Last week was another week of losses with quite some selling pressure on Friday. In fact, last week saw the biggest weekly loss since June this year. It's all the same old worries, largely weak global cues, fear of recession, anticipation of further policy tightening by the US Federal Reserve, with one added worry now, the surge in COVID cases across countries, especially in China and Japan. The frontline indices settled in the red for the third straight week, falling nearly 6% from their fresh record highs scaled on December 1st. The BSE Sensex slipped below the psychological mark of 60,000, plunging nearly 1,500 points to close at 59,845. The Nifty 50 retreated 462 points to close the week at 17,807. All sectors, barring healthcare, faced severe selling pressure. The broader markets were also caught in a bear trap, with the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 Index declining nearly 6% and Small Cap 100 Index dropping more than 8%. The big shave off came on Friday alone. On the fund flows front, foreign investors sold about 1,000 crore last week, taking the total monthly outflow to nearly 8,500 crores. While the domestic institutions seem to be making the most of the correction, they bought around 8,500 crores worth shares last week, taking their total monthly inflow to rupees 19,000 crores. But remember, despite this inflow, the market continued to be weak, and this is because the retail sentiment too does not seem to be supportive. Considering the sharp downfall and the absence of any major global cues coming in from global markets because of Christmas holidays, the market is expected to consolidate in the coming week. Plus, there could be some volatility because this week we have the monthly expiry for derivatives. Now, this week, COVID news will be the most important trigger for markets, and we will watch that closely. It has been reported that surge in COVID cases in China is due to a new variant, Omicron BF7, which is said to be highly contagious with a short incubation period. It is also spreading in other parts of the world, including United States, Japan, South Korea and France, which is making investors kind of nervous over the past week. Even India has reported 4 COVID cases with the new variant, 2 in Gujarat and 2 in Odisha. But the severity of BF7 variant of coronavirus in India may not be as serious as it is in China currently, as Indians have already developed herd immunity, according to CSIR Center for Cellular and Molecular Biology. Of course, there is always a concern that new variants can have the ability to escape the immunity and can infect people who are vaccinated, but the severity of infection may not be so much, and so it need not mean any big business impact. At least that is what the belief is for now, but let's hope things do turn out exactly that way. Another point to keep a watch on again will be oil prices. Oil prices rallied for the second consecutive week last week, but overall has been moving in a range below $85 a barrel for nearly 3 weeks now, partly due to weak demand outlook amid slowdown fears. Last week, the international benchmark Brent crude futures rose by nearly 6% to $79 a barrel after Moscow threatened to cut production in response to price cap on Russian exports by European Union, helping the oil markets post gains for the second week in a row. The Russian production cut may or may not happen. It's really tricky. But as I explained last week, unless there is a huge cut by Russia, indeed, I don't think we need to really worry about oil prices. Even if the Chinese economy picks up, it may not lead to a sharp surge in crude demand, and therefore we need not worry about any demand supply imbalance resulting in price spike. As for levels, the Nifty has broken down multiple support levels effortlessly. On the daily charts, the Nifty 50 has been making lower highs and lower lows for the second consecutive week. The index also fell way below its 50-day moving average of 18,174 and 50-day exponential moving average of 18,180, and slightly below the 100-day moving average and 100-day EMA, both around 17,840. So unless and until the index gets back above the 50-day simple moving average as well as the exponential moving average, any major upside is unlikely. Till then, there could be more consolidation in the range of 17,800 and 18,000 levels, with support at 17,641. One prominent technical analyst told Money Control that the relative strength index, or RSI, seems to be approaching oversold territory, and if Nifty manages to regain its 100-day moving average of 17,840, which coincides with a 50% retracement of the previous rally from 16,748 to 18,888, then we can expect a short covering move in the market. So on the upside, the 18,000 to 18,100 area will act as a supply zone, and Nifty has to cross its 50-day moving average for any meaningful strength. On the downside, 17,640, 17,565 and 17,425 will be the next most important support levels. And one more important thing to note, even the volatility index has risen sharply in the past few days, which is making the bears more comfortable and discomforting the bulls. India VIX surged about 41% from 14.43 level seen on December 13th to 16.16 levels on December 23, while during the passing week alone, it jumped nearly 15%. In fact, VIX has been rising globally, reflecting the rising fear in the market. As I said, the only new variable now is COVID. We will keep a watch on that. And you keep a tab on Money Control for your daily dose of business updates and market insights. Have a wonderful start to the week and catch you tomorrow same time.